Zeh keneged zeh, like in picture 68, where the pirtza on the right side of the wall and the left side is like straight across. So maybe there, since it looks like the rabbi walked straight through it, maybe that chotzer is not called Krishus Yochid anymore. A maloi, is that the chiddush of Rav? That still the chotzer is called like Krishus Yochid. So Rashi Yavaz there, keneged zeh, loy hevi lo chotzer Krishus Yochid the Shabbos, hashdash mina de kenegdoi, the filu hochi muteris. So this is Rav's chiddush. That's the case, even though the movi opens up into the chotzer, which has a breakthrough into the chotzer. So in the chotzer, look straight across from one Rishus Rabin. You could go straight through into the movi into the next Rishus Rabin. Still, Rav is mechadish. You're allowed to carry inside the chotzer. Of course, we look at the two openings as if it has a shem Pesach, and the Pesach is not mevatel the mechitza, but it's like a mechitza with a Pesach. Therefore, it's called Rishus Yochid, and you're allowed to be metaltel inside the chotzer. His rabbi, we had an Oman Aleph, that he says, when is a mutar, where the movu is nifritzah into the rochbo, or the chotzer, and the chotzer is nifritzah, the kaisel on the other side, where is a mutar afilu b'shirvu? Only where it's shaloi keneged zeh. But zeh keneged zeh, rabbi hold was also before. So b'zoi, you can't say pshat. That Rav is being mechadish. Even zeh keneged zeh is muta more than the Braith, more than the Mishnah. Because according to Rav, even according to Rav, it's only muta zeh shalei keneged zeh. But zeh keneged zeh, we're mamish looking through the movi. You could see straight through across the other side of the chotzer through the pirtz into Rishus Rav and the taka also. So then it's the kash is back again. What do we need Rav for? What's the chiddush of Rav over the Mishnah? The Mishnah also says that the chotzer is called Rishus Hayochid. And for the Gemara, if just from this last Mishnah we had, that says even though it's Nifritzah, chotzer sharab nechnosen lo bezu v'yotzen lo bezu, is called Rishus Hayochid the Shabbos, from this last Mishnah we had, I would tell you, when do we say it's called Rishus Hayochid? That means avada midiraisa, it's like a true, it's called Rishus Hayochid midiraisa. And made a lizroik. If you throw from Rishus Rabim inside to this chotzer, you're talking b'chayiv midiraisa. It's called Rishus Yochid. L'chumra, it is a Rishus Yochid. Avol l'taltol emaloi. But if you want to carry inside this chotzer, for the mission alone, I would tell you maybe it's also midirabonim to carry inside the chotzer. Hey, since this chotzer is porous, both sides of the chotzer are open to Rishus Rabim, even though each side is less than Yud Amos, it only has a Shem Pesach. But still, since the rabbim walks straight through the chotzer from one side of the Rishus Rabbim to the other side, I would think midrabonin, it looks like Rishus Rabbim, and it should be also to metaltel, a maloi, kamash malon. So that's Rav's chiddush, that it's mute mitchilo to be metaltel in such a chotzer. Again, even though this chotzer has appeared on both sides of the chotzer, but as long as it's not zeh keneged zeh, it's a little bit different. Again, like in picture 73, let's say the middle box is the chotzer. Even though one side is open on the left, and on the other side is open towards the right, since it's zeh shaloi keneged zeh, even though the rabbim walks straight through this chotzer, still metchila, you're allowed to carry in this chotzer, because lamaisu is considered like it has dalad mechitzis, and the two pirtis only have a shame pesach to it. This is Rav's chiddush. So Rashi, tati lomli hotoni lo chotzer sharabim nechnosen lo bezu, omilso de rav le mishrayu chotzer. We know from two Mishnayosin that the Mavi is Osir, that's also Machmas, the Mishnah that a Chotzer Katana is Osir. A Chotzer Katana that's opened up into a Chotzer Gedoilo, we said, since the Chotzer Katana itself has no walls to it, it's open to Miluyoy, it's also to carry, like in picture 69, so what did a Movi here, like in picture 68, the Movi that's open, Legamri, to the Rechovo, to the Chotzer, is also to carry according to Rav. That's Mamash Alacha, the Mishnah of Chotzer. Elama, you want to tell me the Chiddush, that in the Chotzer itself you're allowed to carry, that's also Pshita, that's the last Mishnah, that this Chotzer has a shame, Rishus Hayochid to it. And for the Gemara, Rashi, im meyose mechotzer shrab nechnosim boi detonim rishus hayochid l'shabiz, have a mean I would think, hide the korvel rishus hayochid. What is the Mishnah called? Rishus hayochid atayil l'chumro. That means lizra klayma. Mizdi arayi says, tak, it's true, it's rishus hayochid hum. But if you want to be metalpel inside it, lakula a maloy mishtaria, maybe you're not allowed to carry inside. Umid the rabbonin asked you. The leagues the rabbonin alayt rabbonin should make gzera kamash malon rav muteris. Therefore, that's Rav's chiddush that it's like a muter to metalpel inside the chutzer. So the kid said that's Rav's chiddush. Like in picture 68 again, where the movi opens up to the chutzer, even though the chutzer has appearance on the other side of Rishus Rabin. Still inside the chutzah you are allowed to carry. Just inside the movi you're not allowed to carry. There's nothing more about Itmar, we learned, movi ha'osui kenadol, a movi an alleyway. That looks like a nadol. That's like a sheretz, like a little creeping worm, which has a lot of legs to it. So in other words, this movi has a lot of movis, a lot of like alleyways, opens us up into one big alleyway. That's called a movi ha'osui kenadol. Is Omar Abaya Oiset Suras HaPesach LeGodol? You have to make one Suras HaPesach for the opening to the big Movi. Fahanech Kuloi, all the other Movis, Mishtari Belechi Bekori. All the other Movis are Mutter with either Lecho or a Kori. That's what Abaya holds. Now, the picture of a Movi that looks like a Nado, the best picture that we'll soon see in Rashi, is like in the book, picture 86. Picture 86. On the left hand on top, that's called the Movi Godel. And in between, like these small houses, each one has a Movi in between. And the small Movis open up one side to Rishus Rabin, and the other side of the small Movis open up into the Rishus Rabin. Really, Tosis has a picture also on the top. There's the Movi Godel in the middle, and these small boxes along the sides are both called Movi Katan, small Movis. That one side of the Movi opens up into the Movi Godel, and with the other side of the Movi opens up into Rishus Rabin. So how will Yamata now to carry inside this Movi Godel? That's the Shaila. So let's see Rashi. Rashi, Nadal means sheretz, like a creeping worm. Sheyeshla raglayim harbit, has a lot of feet to it. Kedatanya bateros kahanim. Midirab marbit raglayim ze Nadal. What's called a creature that has a lot of feet to it? That's called a Nadal. Now, movo yo'osu kenadol means shepsu chimloi, mevoyis harbei, a lot of small mevoyis, open up. V'roshayim suchim, Rishus Rabin. The right side of the movi, like in picture 86. The right side of the small movis open up to Rishus Rabin. V'roshoy pesuach Rishus Rabin macher. But the other side, they open up into the movi godel, that the movi godel opens up, like down to the bottom, to another Rishus Rabin. Is Alocha Abaya holds the Rashi Oiset Suras HaPesach LeGodol. Rashi Bi'echod Mishnei Roshim. So question of picture 86 is good. There are two openings to the Movi Godel. So you can make a Suras HaPesach on either one, either way, all the way on top on the right, or else all the way on bottom on the left. So in the picture it has the Suras HaPesach on the bottom on the left. So you make a Suras HaPesach on one opening to the Movi Godel. Now, Bi'echod Mishnei Roshim. All the rest of the movies on the right side, all the movi ketanim, the small ones, mishdari belechi v'koira, means lechi or v'koira, v'roshayim in the front of it. Al pnei Rishus Rabin, since they open up into Rishus Rabin, you have to have a lechi v'koira there. This is the way Abaya holds. Omale Rovo, Zok Rovo to Abaya, Keman, who do you hold like Abaya? Kishmuel. That you want to say a movi okum. That really, negate to all of these small movies, it's like a movi okum. It's like an L shape. The small movies open up into the movi godel and then comes down again to the big Rishus Rabin. So it's like one movi, make a left turn to another movi, and then you come out to Rishus Rabin. That's called a movi okum. So what do you want to say? You hold like Shmuel. That Shmuel says we had before. What's the loch of a movi okum? The din of a movi okum is that a blaze like a sosum. It's closed on the entrance to the big movi of a zoi lo moli tzuras ha-pesach. What do you have to have a tzuras ha-pesach altogether for? If the movi godel and all the small movoyim have a lochon for the movi sosum, sosum means like it has three walls to it and all it's open is just the fourth side. It's open, so that's a regular movi, then all you have to have is just a kaira or a lechi. How come here Abaye says you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach? Abaye says, lo, moli Tzuras HaPesach, you don't have to have a Tzuras HaPesach altogether. said Rashi, Kaman kishmuel di yom mavi okum tayrosa kasosim. You're telling me now a mavi okum has a loch like a mavi sosim. To a kom mavoyas kitanim, all these small mavoyas say halolu, mavoyas akumasim. They're all mavis that open up on the left side to the mavi godel. You can make a right turn or a left turn. Nichnas b'derech zeh, v'yoytze b'derech zeh. You go in from one Mishas Rabim straight through, make a left turn down to the other Mishas Rabim. Well, comrade, then you're telling me now, Abai is saying, Loi boy tikkun lak mamisoi, you don't have to have any tikkun. We're on the left side of all the small movies that open up into the movie godlum. You don't need any tikkun at all. Who's that? Svara kishmuel. That Shmuel says what? It's called Tarasi kisosim. A movie okim blinds like it's sosim on the side where it opens up into the movie godlum. So the Zohar Kasher is like Rashi. Lomoli tzuras haPesach. Amayat atzrachto tzuras Pesach legodol. Ho'iyo nami en pelusha mechuvin. Even the big mavi godol here is also like a mavi okum. It's turning. It's not directly open from one rishus rabbin to another rishus rabbin. The bottom rishus rabbin, you have to go straight up, then make a right turn to go to rishus rabbin. So that's called kasosum. So according to Shmuel, you do not have to have any tzuras haPesach. V'yoi, the next Kasher is. There was a movi okum we had before in Adoi, and they were machmir there like Rav. So you see the maskim Rav pshat that's called Tarosoi, is that the din of a movi okum is called from a foolish dummy. So Drashi v'yoid ha'hu movi devi biyasa the Shmuel. It was in Shmuel's town. Ben Adoi. It was Shmuel is the Moradasi of Nadoi. Still v'chosh lele the Rav. They were choshed for Rav's halacha. K'diyomaliyah, like we had before, Romi le chumra de Rav and chumra de Shmuel. They did both chumra. They did a chumra of Rav and a chumra of Shmuel. So you see the machmer even like, Rav also. So how could you, Abaye, say you want to say like Shmuel, even according to Shmuel it's shver, that in the Hadoi, they also held like Rav. That it's called so the kasher is, we see, that even in Hadoi, which was the place of Shmuel, they were also machmir like Rav, to consider a movi okum, like looks like an L shape. You come in one side and go down and come make a left turn and go out the other side, that's called, Taros is called kemafulish. I mean, according to Rav, it's called a movi mafulish. So Melo, what should be the halacha? Elo Omar Rova, Zek Rova. The Yetzer is now Oise Tzuras HaPesach Lekulu, Lahai Gisa. Has all these small movies need a Tzuras HaPesach. Since every single one of these small movies is called a Movi Mefulish, it's open like both sides to the Shus Rabim. On the right side it's open to the Shus Rabim. And the left side, then you have to make another left turn to go down the Movi Godul to come out to the other Shus Rabim. So according to Rav, a Movi Okum is considered like a Movi Mefulish. So the locher is, every one of these movies needs its own Tzuras HaPesach. Because the Movi Mefulish needs a Tzuras HaPesach. Vidagisa, what about the other side of the Mavi? Mishdari Balechi Vikaira. The other side, all you need is just a Kaira or a Lechi. So Drashi, Oisa Tsuras Pesach Lakula Akhtanin. It's all the small Tsuras, all the small Mavis needs its own Tsuras Pesach. Mehach Gisa means Biak Mamison Litzad Mavi Godel. So Drashi, learning where you put the Tsuras Pesach, where it turns into the Mavi Godel. This is like picture 87. Picture 87, if you notice, all the small movies where they open up into the movi godel in the middle, that's where you put the Tzuras HaPesach. So you have to put the Tzuras HaPesach by the Yukumimis, where the movi cotton opens up into the movi godel and you make a right turn or a left turn. Vidach Gisa on the other side, all the way to the right, or all the way to the left. That's opened up to Rishus Rabim. Vidach Gisa l'Rishus Rabim Mishtari Belechi Oikaira. See, Rashi says, even though before it was mashma lechi v'kaira, avad, you don't have to have both. Now, either one is good. Either a lechi or a kaira is good. So that's the way you matter this movi that looks like a nadal, that has a lot of small movis open up into a big godel, into a big movi godel. So they all have a locha like a movi mafulish, that each one needs a tzuras haPesach. So you put the tzuras haPesach by the yekmimus, right before it turns, right before it enters into the movi godel. And then the other side of the mavoi of the movies that open up to the Rishus Rabim, you have to put a lechi or a kaira. So the Gemara Vayta, Omer Rav Kana bar Tachlifo Mishmei de Rav Kana bar Menyumi. Said it over the name of Rav Kana bar Menyumi, and Mishmei the Rav Kana Bal Malchiyov. In the name of Rav Kana Bar Malchiyov, Mishmei the Rav Kana Rabbi the Rav. In the name of Rav Kana, who was the Rebbe of Rav. V'yamri lo, and some say, Rav Kana Bar Malchiyov is Hainu Rav Kana Rabbi the Rav. That was the same person, that was Rav Kana, the Rebbe of Rav. What was his din? What did they say over? That Mavui, if you have a Mavui that has three walls around it, She'tzidoi Echod Oruch, one wall is longer, V'tzidoi Echod Kotzer, and the other wall, the length of the Mavui, is not so long, a little bit kotzer. Like the first picture Rashi has on the left side, the top picture, Rashi's first picture. That the right wall is longer than the left wall, than the left wall. Is the halacha? Pochus mi'arba amis, if the right wall doesn't extend more than arba amis, it's not 4 amis longer than the left wall, then the halacha is mendiach es takura bealachsen. You're allowed to put the kura, the beam across on top to be matter, to metaltel in the movui, across, slanty, straight across, like the picture Rashi has. You can put the kura across slanty. Arba amis, but let's say the wall extends more than 4 amis over the left wall, then ain't a maniach es a kura. Then you're not allowed to put the kura balachson slanty. Elo kineged hakotzer. You have to put it just straight across kineged the kotzer, like the second picture in Rashi. Even though the left side wall is much longer, since the left wall is more than dalet amis longer than the right side wall, the kura has to go straight across where the right side, the smaller wall, ends. Rava says no. Echod ze v'yechod ze. Both cases. Even in the case where the longer wall is not dalet amis longer, still, eina meniach es hakura, ela keneged hakotzer. You're not allowed to put the kura diagonally across, slanty, but it has to always be straight across, where the smaller mavi ends, where the smaller wall of the mavi ends. That's where you have to put the kura. You can never put it slanty. That's how Rava. The Vayis Talochim is like Rava saying, you can never put it slanty, you always have to put it straight across. So tomorrow, what's the Hezber? The Eimer time with the has Rava will be Mazda, what's the Svara in his Shita, that you're not allowed to put it slanty? The Eimer time with the do, and I'll tell you the time of the first man, the Yomnej of Kanabar Malkiyov, that say you are allowed to put it slanty. As long as it does not extend more than Dalad Amos, still you can put it slanty. What's the Machlekis? So at the time of the D, what's my time, Rava's time, that you can't put it slanty, only straight across? But I'll tell you, Kaira, time of my Mishram Hekram. The reason why the Rabbanu were Mako with a Kaira on top of the entrance of a Mavi, because it's a Hekar, is something you can see. That this Mokim is not Daimu to Rishus Rabbim, there's a Hekar to remind you of Allah, so like heavy Hekar. Mainly if you're going to put it diagonally across, it's not a Hekar. Like in Rashi's picture, if you start walking up on top on the right side, since on the left side there's no wall at all, people don't realize that it's in the Mavi, they'll think it's in the Rishus Rabbim. And they'll come to be matzah to metaltel in the Rishus Rabbim. Therefore, you always have to have the curve, like in the second picture of Rashi, straight across. That always on both sides of the Mavi, where you're allowed to carry, there are walls. So, with the curve on top, that makes it for a Heker to know this is not done with Rishus Rabbim. Rashi says, Rashi, Tidu Yechud Orech, V'nimshach Koisle L'Rishus Rabbim Yoisim Koisle Sheni Kizeh. At this first picture, the right wall goes longer, extended longer than the left wall. Is in the first mandiyam holds in pochus miyarbamis oidiv zeachaveiroi. If it's only less than daladamis longer, meniach kura bialachson. Then you're allowed to put the kura diagonally across. V'yishtamish kan biarucha v'kam b'ksaron. You can be mishtamish all the way on top along the length of the long wall, as long as you're underneath the kura and in. Arbamis, let's say the wall extends more than dal, or even exactly dal damis and more, is ena maniach kura al roish kaisel orich. You can't put it diagonally one side on the longer wall. El akernes lifnim, you have to come down. Me roishay kineged roish kaisel akotzo maniach. You put it straight across. Now, what's the hezber? Why does Rava say in all cases you have to put it straight across? Because he holds, and we hold a loch like that. What's the reason why a kura helps? Because it's a hecker. So Rashi of Yalachson lehevi akera shaharoy yibnei movi nim shachim u'mishtam shem b'shus rabin chutz mineged kais lakotzer. If people see you walking above the smaller wall along the long wall, so since on the left side there's no wall, it's only b'shus rabin. Is oimer mutel ishtamis b'shus rabin? people will come to say, hey, you're allowed to carry in the Rishus HaRabim. Because the top part of the Mavui, this top part where the longer wall extends, doesn't look like part of the Mavui, since there's no left wall connected it. Therefore, Rava holds, it's also to metaltum above the left wall, and you always have to put the curve straight across. Where the smaller wall ends, that's where the curve has to go straight across. That's Rava's Svara. Now, what's the Svara of Kana, Zot Gemara? Let me say the time why they hold, no, it's mutter, even to put the Kerev Balachsun diagonally across, as long as it's not more than Dal Damas longer. Kerev Mishumai Mishumachitza. They hold what's the matter of a Kerev? We say it's a Mechitza, like the Bosunsi, which point? But the point of the Kerev comes down, like if you would say, Pitikra Yerid Vesaisen, that the side, the end of the Kerev comes down, gives it a din Mechitza. Melo Balachsun Nami have a Mechitza. Even though the curve is going diagonally, so what? Diagonally also. You say like Pitikra, it comes straight down and as if you have a wall there. So now it's not a din in Heker, it's a din that has a Shem Mechitza. So the Maisa has a Shem Mechitza, that's why it's Mutter. So the Gemara Omer Rav Kana, Hoyer Lishmaita to the Kana Hi, Eimu B'milsa. So Rav Kana, since I'm saying over this name of Kana, let me explain a little bit their Shita. Ho di Amrit, that you said, the first man the Yomah, that Meniach HaKorah B'Alachsen, you're allowed to put the Kerah diagonally across. One side is along the longer wall, and the other side of the Kerah is along the shorter wall. Lo yamorin etzon, he said, Elishen bi'alachsunoi yoysem yeser. The alachsun is not more than 10. Shen bi'alachsunoi yoysem yeser. That means, from one wall to the other wall is not more than 10 amos. Abu yesh bi'alachsunoi yoysem yeser. Let's say by going diagonally, there's more than 10 amos from one wall to the other wall. In other words, if it have it like the second picture to go straight across, I'll say it's exactly 10 amos. Or let's say it's a drop less than 10 amos. Now, if you're going to take it diagonally, the curve becomes a little bit longer. And if the two walls are exactly 10 amos apart, by going diagonally, you make it a little bit more than 10 amos. So if the curve now has to extend more than 10 amos, you don't say the heter of Kerah, because the Kerah only helps the Mokim, it's a Pesach, and diagonally, since it's more than 10 Amos wide, it doesn't have a Shein Pesach anymore, so Kerah can't help. That's what he's saying. Shein bi'al, lo yamor ne'el shein bi'al achsuna yaisum yeser, where the diagonally is not more than 10. Al b'yesh b'al achsuna yaisum yeser, if diagonally, from the top wall down to the left wall, is more than 10 Amos, going straight across where you want the curve to be matter, is the rihakol einu maniach ela kineged hakotzer. Such a case, you're not allowed to put the curve diagonally because it's more than 10 amos, but you have to go straight across because then it's only 10 amos or less. Sedrash yishem bialachsuna yosum yeser. Shamo vikotzer leroch boi harbe. Yevi'en beroch boi yavarba amos anim shochlum starf yosum yeser. It's not more than 10 amos. That's where it's mutter. If, even after you extend the longer wall 10 amos longer, and you have to go diagonally when the Rav Kana say it's mutter, where the whole thing is less than 10 amos, or exactly 10 amos. The opening is wider than 10 amos. Underneath the kura, you want it to be mater, and you want it to have a Shem Pesach there. And the klal is, you don't have a Shem Pesach more than 10 amos. Therefore, avad, you can't go diagonally, but you'll have to go straight across, because that way it's less than 10 amos. Or exactly 10 amos. So the Gemara Iboilihu. Now we'll see the heterim of a kura. Iboilihu. Maho lihishtamesh tachas a kura. Are you allowed to be metal to right underneath the kura? Again, usually the kura is at the entrance of a movi. You have the kura straight across on top. Now the kura itself is at least, it has to be at least a tefach wide. It could be wider if you want it, but it has to at least be a tefach wide. So the shaila now is on the floor, underneath the kura. Are you allowed to be metaltal? Could the bnei movi carry all the way to the end of the movi, mamish to the tip of the end of the movi, even underneath the kura? Or else the other side is no, they're only allowed to be metaltal up until the kura. But underneath the kura, that's nidin, like outside the movi, that's awesome. Here, let's see Rashi. Mal lishtamish tachas ha-kura, satrashi yakol muvoyis koi. There's a general question on every movi. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to be metaltal underneath the kura or not? So the Gemara, Rav v'Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Yechanan omru mutil ishtamash tachas a kura. they hold you are allowed to be metaltol even underneath the kaira, and that's the halacha. Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amru, oser lishtamash tachas hakaira. They hold no, it's oser to be mishtamash underneath the kaira. So the Gemara, what's the machlokes? Leima b'ok miflugi. Maybe this is the machlokes. Tamar sovar kaira mishum heker. What's the reason why a kaira is muter mishum heker? Or memela a heker, there's a heker. So if the reason is mishum heker, you have the heker there. It's even though you're standing underneath the kaira, so what? Since the kaira is not 20 amas above, it's not more than 20 amas high, since you could see it by standing underneath the kaira, so if the time of kaira is mishum heker, that's the only paskin, avada it should be muta to matalto to carry underneath the kaira. Umasov, the other man the Yemer holds, no, kaira is mishum mechitza. The heter of a kaira is that we look as if one of the points come down and closes, like pitik or yerud v'saisim. So which one comes down? I'll tell you the pnimi, the tzad closer inside the mavi, that side comes down. So therefore, underneath the kaira is considered like outside. The mechitza is only from the inner side, not from the outer side. Like Rashi says, kaira mishum mechitza. The inner side of the kaira goes down. Hilkach osur, therefore it's osur. The minha mechitza lefnim boyerish tamushi. You have to be mishtamish from the mechitza and inside. And here, where does the mechitza come down? The inner side of the kaira. Therefore, underneath the kaira is considered like outside the mavui. You're not allowed to be metalton. Maybe that's the machlokes. Now the Gemara says, loy. No, they're not totally this. You don't have to say this is the machlokes. Both svaras fit both svaras. What does that mean? Loi. The kula yalmo, I could tell you, kaira mishum heker. Everybody holds the time why the rabbonim will make it with a kaira because it has a din heker. Not because it has a din mechitza. We look as if the end of it comes down. But just the fact that you have a heker, you have something different there to remind the people not to be metaltel b'shus rabbim, that's why they make it. So what's the machlokes then? V'hocha b'hocha miflugi. The machlokes is, the heker has to be for the people inside the movi. So mainly when you're standing inside the movi, it's a svara by stois, that if you're directly underneath the kaira, normally you don't look up, even though it's less than 20 yamas above you, but there's not such a heker there. Milagav means it has to be a heker for the people inside the movi. So therefore, right underneath it, you don't realize it so much. So it's also to metalto right underneath it, but further inside the movi, there you can see the kaira nicely. Umasava, the one that holds that's mutter, hekera milabar. The yiki heker is for the people outside Rishus Rabbim. That people walking through Rishus Rabbim, if they're going to see you carrying inside the mavui, they shouldn't think the same way you're allowed to carry in there, who would deny can carry outside in Rishus Rabbim? So therefore, if the bnei Rishus Rabbim, if they see the kaira, they see a heker, they'll know. Only inside the mavui it's mutter to metaltel, because that's not a Rishus Rabbim. Vashenkin, where I'm walking now in the Rishus Rabbim, they would know it's Osir. So merely if the heker is for the people outside, so Pshita, people outside, what do they see? They see the outer side of the kaira. So the outer side of the kaira, that's the heker. So therefore, Avada, underneath the kaira, you are allowed to be metalta to walk and carry. So Drashi, Mas over hekera lahanich migavoi binun. You need the heker for the people carrying inside the movi. Melev etzad hapnimi hevelu heker. What do they notice? They notice the inner side of the kaira. Mela v'osil l'shtamish min heker l'chutz. You're not allowed to be mishtamish and be metal to carry underneath the kaira because that's like out of the heker. The heker is in the inner part. The inner part of the kaira is what you notice from carrying inside the movi. And the other man the yomer says no milabar. That means lebnei rishus rabbim for the people in rishus rabbim. The hainu tzad hachitzin. That means the outer side, the outer point of the kaira, that's the heker. So therefore, underneath the kaira, that's called within the heker, you're allowed to be metaltel underneath the kaira. So that's the machlokes. And since the halacha, we hold that a kaira is mishum heker, and we hold you're allowed to be metaltel underneath the kaira, so the hesber has to be the halacha that we hold the ikah heker is abif if you're standing outside the mavui in the rishus rabbin. And you're looking in and you're seeing people being metatl inside the mavui, still it's mutter. Why? Because there's a heker for the people outside, realize they see the kaira, and they know inside is different than a Rishus Rabin. So therefore, in the Heker is the outer side of the Kaira, therefore you're allowed to be metaltal underneath the Kaira. That's what I could say. Vaitazak Gemara, Viboyis Seima, another Teretz I could say is, the Kula Yalma Mishra Mechitza. No, it's not Mukhrechet, these Svaras. Maybe everybody holds that the Kaira helps Mitam Mechitza. We look as if one of the points of the Kairak, one of the ends of the Kairak come down and looks like a mechitza, like we say a swar, we'll see later on, Pi Tikra Yarig Vesaisim. If you have a flat roof, we say the ends of the roof comes down, has a shem mechitza. So here also the Kairak comes down and has a shem mechitza to it. So what's the machlekes then? If you're allowed to be metalkal underneath the Kairak or not, V'hocha v'hocha miflagi. This is the machlekes over here. V'hocha v'hocha miflagi. The ones that say it's Osir hold at the inner side of the Kaira. That's the point that comes down. The Pnimi, the one inside the Mavi. Umasava Rava holds Chudai Hachitzain Yerud Vesaisin. No, the outer side of the Kaira comes down. That's the one that you say Pitikra comes down. So since the outer side comes down, you'll have to be metaltal underneath the Kaira because that's within the Mechitza. So Drashi Masava Chudi Hapnimi Yerud Vesaisin. Ninsa Tachas HaKaira, if you're underneath the Kaira, Mina Mechitza Lachutz. If you hold the inner side of the Kaira goes down, so if you're standing underneath the Kaira, you're like outside. Mela V'Osir. And the other sheet there is, Rav Svar would be, no, that the outer side of the Kaira goes down, gives it a Shem Mechitza. Therefore, underneath the Kaira is called within, inside the Heter, inside the Movi, or be Mutter to carry, inside, even underneath the Kaira. Rabbeinu. Omer Rav Chisda, Hakil Moedim Bebein Lechiyayim Shosa. It's up until now, we're talking about carrying underneath the Kaira. That's if the Movi is Mata with the, it has the Heter of a Kaira. What about if you use the Heter of a Lechi? A Lechi means a beam going straight across, straight up. Going straight up along at the entrance of the Mavui on one side of the entrance, like in fiction 93, a lechi going straight up along the wall. So what about, let's say the mala lechi doesn't have any shear how wide it has to be. But let's say you have a lechi that's a tefach wide or tutfachim wide. Are you allowed to be metaltal adjacent connected to the lechi in that area? Could you be metaltal or not? What about the vein lechiyayim? So Loshen Bein Lechiyayim is the plural Loshen, Rashi says not really plural, because a Mavi only has to have one Lechi to give it its Heter. But it says Loshen Bein Lechiyayim, it means Mavi is the Alma, Rashi says. Hakol Moedim B'Mavi Shein B'Kaira. If you have a Mavi that has three walls, a Mavi Sosin, and on the entrance, the fourth wall, you don't use a Kaira, V'Echshere B'Lechi. But instead you use a Lechi, that's a beam going straight up, a piece of wood at the entrance, along the side of the wall, going straight up. You're not allowed to be mishtamish adjacent to the lechi. What does that mean? Kineged halechi, adjacent to the lechi. Like what's loshen rabim? All you need is just one lechi. A mavoyis tu bekoi. It means like loshen plural, because we're talking about a lot of different mavoyis. But the locher is if you have one lechi, so he holds you're not allowed to be metaltal adjacent to the lechi. Only from the inner side of the lechi could you be metaltal, carry around in the movi. But not adjacent to the lechi, it's also. So tomorrow, boy minei, we'll soon see the loch, we don't hold like this. The loch, we hold this mutter. But that's what Rav Chisda holds. So tomorrow, boy minei, Rami Bachom and Rav Chisda. Rami Bachom, yes, the shalom from Rav Chisda. Noatz, shte yisedois, bishnei koisle movi. You have two pegs sticking out from the walls of the movi. In other words, we have three walls to the movi. The fourth side is all open. Now you have two pegs sticking out of the entrance to the movi. Like if you have the picture book, picture 94, or else the bottom picture on Rashi here. We're outside of the movi, there are two, the bottom picture of Rashi on the left side. We have two pegs sticking out on the top of the movi, and on top of these two pegs, that's where you put the kaira. In other words, the kaira is outside the movi, it's not on top of the movi the way it should be. Yeah. Again, noyet shtei yisedos bishnei koisle mavi mi bachutz. The two pegs are sticking outside the mavi at the entrance. V'haniach kaira gabayin, and you put the kaira on top of these two pegs. Instead of putting the kaira on top of the mavi, on top of the entrance, you have the kaira like at the beginning sticking outside the entrance of the Mavi. Mahu, is it mutter? Is this Mavi mutter? Is the Kaira mutter in such a way where the Kaira is outside? Is the halacha the Kaira has to be on top of the entrance? Or no? The Kaira could even be sticking out in front of the Mavi. Omale, so he said like this. The divri hamater, the one that holds before, like Rava, that you're allowed to be metaltal underneath the Kaira, I tell you, then it's awesome. Then it's also this movi doesn't have the heter of a kaira. What's the hesber? If you hold your ladder be metaltal underneath the kaira, what's the hesber? Because we say the outer part of the kaira is yored v'soysin. It has a din mechitza, and the outer part of the kaira, that's what comes down. Now here, since the kaira is sticking out, it's out of the movi. So if the outer side of the kaira is going to come down, it's away from the movi. So now this heker, this mechitza can't help for the movi. But I tell you, the divrei yoyser. The one that says, no, you're not allowed to be metaltal underneath the Kaira. So what's the Hezbro? Because the inner side of the Kaira is what comes down. The Mechitza is from the inner side of the Kaira. Now here, this Kaira, that even though it's sticking out of the Mavi, but the inner side of the Kaira is Namash against the wall of the Mavi. So if the inner side of the Kaira is what comes down for the Shei Mechitza, that Mechitza will be right to negate the entrance of the Mavi, and then it should be Mutter. Mutter, he says. Rav says no. Ledivrei ha'oser nami yoser. Even if you hold the inner side of the kaira, the part that's near towards the movi, that side of the kaira goes down. Still here, it's no good. And that's the halacha. Why? Because be'inon kaira agabe movi v'leka. The side of the kaira has to be on top of the walls of the movi. It cannot be in front of the movi. It has to be on top of the movi. Since here the kaira is not on top of the wall, it's outside the wall, like in picture 94, therefore it's possible. And that's the halacha like that. So Drashi, the divri, the habmin was the divri oyser, lishtamish tachas the kaira, if you hold it, not allowed to be mishtamish underneath the kaira, b'chol mavois, the time of mishum chudei ha'pnimi, yored v'soysim. What's the reason why you can't? Because we say the inner side of the kaira goes down, so b'zoi here, I would think, matir, kan lishtamish b'movi hazir, agav hach kaira, because of this kaira, Sheino agabi movi, even though it's not directly on top of the movi, the chiv on the chudi apnimi soisim, since it's the inner side of the kaira that goes down, nimsei stima sakura devuka liksolim. The part of the kaira that's going down is the part that's mamish touching the movi, so the mechitza coming down is dovuk, is like very close to the movi. O stima ma'al yisahi, that's called a good stima that has a good mechitza to it. Mashenken divrei hamater lishtamish tachas hakaira, that holds no. You're not allowed to be mishtabish underneath the kaira. Alma, what do we see? Chitzain yored v'soysim. What part of the movi? What part of the kaira goes down? The outer side of the kaira goes down. That's why when the kaira is kedinoi on top of the movi, you could mamish walk on and be metaltol underneath the kaira, because the outer side of the kaira goes down. The mele now a case of other it's oyser kol hamovi hazeh. Because here, since the outer side of the kaira goes down, that mechitza is not close to the movi. It's not safe in the movi. So the body of the movi does not have a head of a kaira. That's his admin. And Rabbi says, no. The divrei hamatel ishtamash tachas hakaira, even if you hold. No. There's a space in between. Like Rashi's about warning, no, let's say the wall goes down, even though it's a little further out of the Movi. But the Chura, since it's less than Gimel Tzvachim, let's say Lovid, so Rashi says, Avad, this is only a Lomdisha Mechitza. Avad, Lamaisa, all you have is just a Kura sticking out on top of the Movi. Now we're saying a Lomdisha Mechitza, we look as if the outside of the Kura comes down. So here, since it comes down away from the Movi, the steamer is not a good steamer, and the male of the Movi has no heter. Therefore, it's also. And Rav reacted back and said, no, according to everybody, it's also here. Because there's a new halacha, the kaira has to be directly on top of the movi. And it cannot be in front of the movi, therefore here it's possible. So the Mara Eisve Ravada Bamasna L'Rava. So Ravada Bamasna has a kasha to Rava. You, Rava, say now there's the Yisraelin kaira. The kaira always has to be directly on top of the movi. I'll prove to you now that the kaira does not padavka have to be directly on top of the movi. Even if it's a little bit on the side, even if it's a little bit outside, sticking outside the movi, maybe still it's kosher. All right, we'll stop here. Continue the next one. Next year. Yeah, we're holding Daftes. So bottom Gemara just before. Again, Eisvei Ravada Bamasno the Rova. His Ravada Bamasna has a kasha on Rova. That Rova before was the one that said the Yisoid that a Kura is only Matir the Movi if it's directly on top of the walls of the Movi. But if the Kura is extended in front of the Movi, in the case we have two pegs sticking out in the front of the Movi, and you put the Kura on top of the Movi, in that case Rava said it was possible. And why? Because the Yisoid is that a Kura has to be Al Gabe Movi, on top of the walls of the Movi. So on this, he has to frak the kasha, Eisvei Ravada Bamasta L'Rovo, he has to kasha to Rovo, he shteit alokom, hois